Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bill O'Brien continues to drop the hammer, and speaking of dropping hammers, them Astros finally at full strength. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you on a hump day. It is a gloomy hump day. My man J-Lo, I don't like pulling back the curtain too much, but we are honest with the audience. We are a full-service radio show.
Yeah, we are.
Shout out to all the loopholes. We give you as much about our personal lives as we can while informing you better than any show about sports. I got to tell you, heavy heart to my right from the OG John Lopez. It could be a lot worse.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sitting here acting like, you know, it's the end of the world.
Oh, yeah.
But my man John Lopez lost a significant piece of his property this morning.
We're not 100% sure yet, but if you see a Salem trailer floating down Karankawa or down in Sargent, that's mine. Apparently the flooding is close or into my travel trailer that I keep down in Sargent. So we'll head down there after the show. It's just stuff. You can replace stuff.
Yeah, you can, especially when you got insurance, and the OG has insurance. So all is very well. Yeah, exactly, Figgy. Yeah, and you know what?
I got some good stuff in there, man.
Yeah, well, I know. I think you had about a 4 laptops.
No.
About $150,000 in jewelry.
I'm going to pull a Landry Locker.
No, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I was tempted to. Loopholes were telling me to, but yeah. I did not.
I had about probably $4,000 or $5,000 worth of fishing equipment.
There you go. Well, yeah, write that in, man. Just keep it going, John.
Hopefully it'll be all right. Knock on wood.
Yeah,
I'll give you an update today.
It's knocked on. Yesterday, Houston Astros. We finally see a full strength Houston Astros lineup now with 10 games remaining in the season. The Astros are in a chase with the New York Yankees, and we'll get into Bill O'Brien swinging around the hammer a little bit. But before we do that, we got to shout out the Astros. You heard me. You heard me right, man. There's a lot of different meanings of that. Yeah, he was. So I'll tell you how in just a sec. But before we do, let's just relive this full-strength Astros lineup and what we got to see yesterday. Justin Verlander on the mound. And then in the bottom of the fifth inning, Yuli Gurriel at the plate with 28 homers on the season. 4 bags, Mr. Bellhop.
This ball hit to right field. Back goes Mazzara on the warning track. Leaps, and this ball's gone. Yuli Gurriel.
100th RBI of the season. There was a time in April where Yuli Gurriel was hitting as bad as Tyler White. However, Yuli Gurriel, one of the best hitters in the lineup, but the best hitter in the lineup came up in the sixth. Should be the MVP in the American League this year. Bases empty once again. Alex Bregman, he's not flying light either. 4 more bags, Mr. Bellhop.
2 against Seattle. Bregman drives one deep to left field. It is 2-0 Astros up on the train track.
And then, of course, after Alex Bregman, for the third time this season, there was a little bit of back-to-back action with one of the best rookies in the history of the Astros franchise, Yordan Alvarez. 4 bags, please.
Yordan drives one to center field, and this ball is crushed. Air Yordan. Now with direct flights to Hawaii, it's 3-0 Astros.
Direct flights to Hawaii. Calls courtesy of AT&T Sportsnet. I don't know. Did we need to throw in the direct flights to Hawaii? How'd you like that, Todd Kalas?
I liked that one. I did, absolutely. And, you know, watching this game, that sounds like kind of a paint-by-numbers, ho-hum, easy Astros victory.
Was not.
It was not. It was a fun game to watch. I'm drawing a blank. The pitcher for the Rangers was really dealing.
Lance Lynn.
Limb, yeah. And of course, Verlander, that Gurriel home run kind of broke.
Could have been fan interference, I thought. I thought it was more fan interference than the one they called against Altuve last year. I thought it was close.
But that was only their second hit of the game.
Yep.
And so it was a good game.
It was
Astros.
A good duel.
Astros just about at full strength. You still got some bullpen to worry about.
Still got some Peacock who's going to continue his rehab this week, and then we'll see what happens with Ryan Presley. But Justin Verlander, he goes 6 inning. He allows no runs, 4 hits, his 19th win of the season. So he's going to get a crack at 20 as the Astros complete the season. And the Astros are now 99-53, tied with the New York Yankees for the best record in baseball. 10 games remaining. It's going to be a fun final stretch for the Houston Astros, who are finally at full strength.
And Yordan is still stupid.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
He's good stupid.
He's the no-brainer rookie of the year at this point. Like, it's not even close.
Remember when people were rolling their eyes and telling me I was nuts?
Yeah.
They told me I was nuts,
they
Figgy.
Told you, no, it's probably not going to be the first time.
it certainly wasn't the first time.
Wasn't the first, probably not the last. The OG got into work a little bit earlier today. I just mentioned in passing with Ellie when she was doing traffic that, you know, my prom song, the song that was the number one hit when I was going to prom was 50 Cent in the Club. And the OG John Lopez said that he was actually listening to that coming in today.
I was.
Can you believe that, Figgy? This is the OG coming in that Dodge Ram.
Yep.
With the chest hair showing, the Texas A&M, the goatee.
I did it off my Spotify. I can actually just go to my previous songs.
Rocking this. You believe this, Figgy? What would you do if you pulled up next to the light with the OG doing this?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. Well, you know him a little bit better. What if you didn't know him and you saw him doing this?
I still wouldn't be surprised.
There you go.
This is one of 50 Cent cheesiest songs.
Thank you. Are you calling me cheesy? Oh.
They play this at every club.
If the cheese fits.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Let's fade that down now. Now, all of a sudden, I feel embarrassed for
you.
You
ain't got no street
that.
Cred listening to this.
Come on now. I feel like Figgy's taking shots at me
Figgy
right now.
Figgy's basically looking down.
How about Hypnotized? That was my other jam that I had on going on.
No.
Hypnotized?
Not same.
No?
Right?
Figgy. Rest in peace.
I just lost my street cred.
The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig, moderate street cred here on In the Loop. Bill O'Brien made for the third straight week, I guess I could say, an extremely bold move. It started out week one, the release of Aaron Colvin after he allowed 8 of 9 completions with a drop, 2 touchdowns, 117 yards in the loss to New Orleans Saints. Then Sunday morning before the Texans faced the Jags, Bill O'Brien benches Shontrell Henderson. I think both of those moves weren't shocking. I think they were very appropriate by Bill O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday's move somewhat surprised me because the Texans released Trevor Daniel, the second-year punter, and they brought back Brian Anger. So for the third time in the very young season, Bill O'Brien just swinging it around and making all kinds of moves, and there is a zero-tolerance policy out there at NRG. Bill O'Brien is clearly in charge, and if you don't perform at a high level, then you lose your gig.
This is yet another little bit of evidence of what another thing that I was talking about early in training camp when Bill O'Brien became general manager and head coach. Is he going to be hasty? Is he going to be reactive? You know, I'm not going to retell that story, but you know, the Larry Brown thing, why I can't be a general manager, because a guy has a bad day, all of a sudden you feel like moving him. Trevor Daniel was not great, but was he cuttable after the first two games, in your view, Trevor Daniel?
Maybe they're seeing something I don't.
Well, of course.
I'm assuming that he was because he was, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend that Trevor Daniel was really that much on my radar.
And don't get me wrong, hasty can be good. I mean, it keeps everybody on edge, that's for sure. You know, obviously we know what happened with Colvin, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, you have a bad day, you don't want to have a bad day around Bill O'Brien. That's for sure. Because he's not messing around.
This is the other thing. I think this is something nobody's talking about. And when I say nobody's talking about, it's because, you know, probably not too huge of a deal, but by my estimation, I believe Trevor Daniel's been holding field goals for Kyahmi Fairbairn the last year plus. Am I correct?
Yes.
I believe 713-572-4610. I don't know if that's a big deal for a kicker or not, but I just know Kyahmi's been one of the best kickers in the league recently, mm-hmm. So maybe he'll have to get that communication down. I know a lot of people don't really have much respect for, you know, kickers and what goes into it, but Tua, the quarterback at Alabama, pronounce his last name for me. I suck at it still.
Tagovailoa.
Tua, say it again.
Tagovailoa.
You just said it two different ways.
No, I didn't.
So how am I supposed to take you for it? You said tug and then you said tag.
Tagovailoa.
Okay. I'm going to try to get this down. Mm-hmm. I feel like I just got three different pronunciations. I'll just call him Tua T. Tua T said that the thing that he practices the most at Alabama, and I don't even know why he's doing this, is holding. He said holding is the thing that he practices
the most. Maybe it's just a weak
most.
Spot. Everybody has a blind spot. Remember I told you?
Everybody does have a blind spot. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's just one of those things that's just different strokes for different folks type thing. But I keeping an eye on that. So I'm keeping an eye on, you know, the holding. And obviously we'll keep an eye on the punting because we didn't come in here on Monday after the game and say, man, the Texans got a bad punting situation. But, you know, apparently that's something that that Bill O'Brien saw, and Bill O'Brien continues to throw it around out there at NRG. And,
yeah, nobody talks about that.
And Trevor Daniel is now looking for a gig. Is that a better than nobody's talking about
guy? No, I like them both. I like nobody's talking
nobody's
about
guy. Nobody's talking about guy as a classic.
Yeah.
But Bill O'Brien's got – now it's your BRB.
Yeah, nobody talks about that.
See?
We have a nobody's talking about from Jalen Ramsey, too, don't we?
We have a lot of nobody's talking about. Jalen Ramsey's been saying it as well. And speaking of Jalen Ramsey, what a transition, John Lopez. You know, you're not letting your distractions get in the way of a quality radio program. And shout out to Mike Meltzer for me saying radio program because I don't usually do that. But, you know, it happens sometimes. Sometimes it just get a little polished. Shout out to all the loopholes, 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. We're going to hear from Jalen Ramsey at 10:40. He had some crazy stuff to say at the podium yesterday. We're also going to hear from Adam Vinatieri. There is turmoil in the AFC South, and lucky for us, it is outside of Houston. So keep it locked. We'll hear that at 10:40. Stanford Route's going to hop by at 12:40 for Well Spoken Wednesday. So keep it locked right here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. But it's time to call some shots here on In the Loop. We are about to be some shot callers. I predicted something wasn't right with Andrew Luck. I didn't know he was going to retire, but I predicted something wasn't right because of what his coach said at the podium, Frank Reich, about a week and a half, 2 weeks before he retired. There's something similar going on in Carolina, and because of that, the Texans are looking 3-1 right in the eyes. We'll hear from Ron Rivera next.
Like, ain't nobody really talking about that. Like,
you could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.